Hi everyone, welcome to the Chisa Pod. My name is Deepika Naidu, and this week we are chatting with singer-songwriter Candice Mandebele about life after coming back from the dead. Following being mistaken for the late actress Candy Molloy, the Candy we are speaking to today has had a roller coaster of a year. Tune in to hear about her acting journey on Scheme Sam, the trials and tribulations of the national lockdown, and overcoming the struggles of diabetes.
Uyazi umzansi Stellaville is filled with flavor, but you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje,
because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
You're working on Scheme Sam right now. How has the experience been?
Amazing. It's amazing. Scheme Sam, it's an educational SOP. And for me, because I always, when whatever in my music, like I talk about, I educate on my music. So for me, from educating in the music industry and then to the acting, it was like something else. It meant a lot to me. And the family as well, yes, Scheme Sam, the welcoming, everyone. I didn't notice Corona different between the new member go casting, or I mean go yes, on the cast or old ones. Ka fela rona ke bone treatment e tswana fela, you know.
Though you've said before, like, that you didn't believe you had a talent for acting, could you tell us more about your acting journey?
You know what, that is the Garini. The talent, the hidden talent, because I never knew it's true that I have that such a talent, acting talent. Up until 2016, when they approached me for my BEE, short story, you know, on Ikasi, whatever, Kasi Story TV, ETV. And then the role that I got there, I was acting as a mayor, my role, and executive mayor fighting the corruption, which is in Leona. It was like telling the story or true story, you know, Ukuma BEE. So it was my official acting, but our Nekisoka gave up that much in love with it, like, I said, okay, let me go, because they asked me, but I did audition, and then they liked what they see. They you know. And then up until now, also on Rhythm City, I appeared on Rhythm City and Isidingo. I mean, for me, on Isidingo, playing as a special guest, as a singer on Jefferson's, working on Jefferson's funeral. It was amazing. And then I said, oh, this thing, okay. But because it was a short, like even a special, I was a special guest, so you might find only episodes day two fail, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, obviously, same as that's when I met Kai and Zanda. We shared the scenes there with Kai and Zanda. On Rhythm City, and it was amazing as well, because I went there as a Candy speaking Kilobedu, you know, and of course, as a singer, you know, so it was amazing, but short. And then here we come, Kiani auditions, and then I got the role as well with 105 episodes, SABC 2, it's a new show, Kiani Land of Blood, and then I grabbed the role, and then from that moment, I never really looked back. I said, this is, maybe God chose me to do this. And then that's when now I start focusing, learning more about the acting, making sure that the scripts are okay. You know, I understand each and everything. And the other one thing that make me to love Gian even more is that they allowed me to use my mother tongue language, though my language is not officially in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and of course we have a queen ship. President Cyril Ramaphosa gave us the queen ship last year, April, but it's not yet official. But the Chaser Pictures and SABC2, they believed in me and the language that I speak, and that allowed me to be me. Because if you look at that character, Mandaina, there's no difference between Kenji and Mandaina. Different, the way they're talking, the way they're blonde, Mandaina. But when it comes to my pure nails, colors, they allow me to be me, but giving more than I give when I'm at the baby music side, you know. Mm-hmm. And that one, oh, it was amazing working with Mom Yvonne Chaka Chaka Bo, Ebony Lina Kama, Wise Man Zita, Fumani Shilobani. So it was amazing, and I learned a lot from first season up until Ifela, you know. It was amazing. The different Nyanakurai, Kakua Kendi, she was married, and then in real life, she's happily single. You know, So yeah, and up until now, Vene, during this lockdown, doing the audition, got a video for Skim Same, and I didn't believe, no, and I thought they're playing me because, I mean, it's during lockdown, and then audition, you do this video thing, you know, and up until I thought, oh, okay, because I told them, all right, if it's a prank, guys, you don't have to do this to me, you know. You must just, but only to find out that it's a serious thing. And then that's when I joined Skim Sam. That's how I joined Skim Sam, because I passed the audition, the video auditions. And look where I am today, Skim Sam a cast member.
What's in store for the future of your character, Bafedile?
Definitely the story, like the writers, they know better than me. I only receive the script that says, you are working today, you'll be, you know, because as we see, like Mama Galishole, she's married somewhere, you know, she says, somewhere in the village. So obviously she will go and come, because the son is here, though I'm trying to take him back with me. And then, but yeah, the writers, I will get everything from the line producers and the directors. They will tell you what to do, you know. So I'm looking forward to Hori. That character can just grow, you know, so that you can give, because today when you go out, like, everybody is talking, Mama Lishole, how can you do this to Lishole? You know, oh, we miss you because we are so worried 2 days, 3 days. Of course, I'm not working alone in the cast. There's people that I found there. There's the people, how they write the storyline. You must appear, Anabwe, a right. His cut is right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward, and I want to people to see me more on Skim Sam, but it depends on the storyteller, the writers.
And in the past, you've been open and candid about having diabetes. How has your health been?
I struggled from the first day that I found out that I was diabetes, but today I'm 10 years. I'm celebrating this November. I'm celebrating my 10th. 10th anniversary, living with diabetes, you know, type 2. Remember, there's two types, 1 and 2. So I'm celebrating that 10 years, gig, Pilaga diabetes. I think it's been a tough journey at the beginning, maybe first month, until maybe 6 months, because you have to change diet, you need to change everything, you change everything. And then also the acceptance of whatever I was diagnosed with, you know. So I had to deal with that one for 1 year, depression, you know. Mm-hmm. But I managed through music, through counseling, church, support from the friends. I've got amazing friends in this a country that supported me. That thing means a lot. Family, I'm not even talking about family. The family, they've been there for 27, I mean for 24/7, you know. So I had to deal with that for 1 year. 2 years in Rilefela, now I used to, I know what to eat. Like right now, as I'm talking to you, they just bring this breakfast now as I'm talking to you. It's 10:30, I'm sure, or maybe 10:45. That's when I take my breakfast every day. So I had to accept okay, the diet has changed, and I have to find a way to accept everything. So today, and like I was like, I think I was, I'm grateful because when I grew up from early age, I never eat any, like a lot of things. I'm an allergic person. I eat chicken and fish. I think that one also contributed a lot in my diet. And then veggies and everything, water, 100%. Of course, mutuko cheater sometimes, but I'm very much careful with my diet. If you look at my body before, I used to wear 87 kilograms. But now, according to my height, I have to do a lot of research about diabetes, about the height thing, about the kind of clothes to be wear, like to, I mean, shoes to wear when you have this big body or slim body. So I have to go through everything. That's when I found out for it. No, if you are a candy, you are maybe wearing 38, but your height doesn't allow you to wear size 38. Your height, I mean your height, it allows you to wear on 69 kg. So I had to learn, and then I accepted, and then I enjoyed. Like now I know, like even if you wake me up like 3 a.m. or 12 a.m. and ask me for a house diabetes, it's 10 years because the education is very, very important. And then I was going to the private doctors thinking they will heal me, I will be healed and stuff like that. Going to church thinking this thing is go away. But only if when you check everything, I mean, this diabetes, you won't plan to have it. Mm-hmm. It comes in a different way. I lost my child. He was 24. The relationship between mother and son was amazing. My son left a 5-month-old daughter, which is now she's 9. And then he left the girlfriend. You know, it was like sad moment. But I managed with God as well. I managed to conquer everything. Though I cannot forget what happened to my life back in 2011 for my family. I only left with one son, but with that daughter-in-law and my granddaughter, like it's a great family, you know. Mom is there, everything. So I'm okay. And by listening to the music as well, it heals a lot. And I just wanted people to know, you know what, like you might go to the private doctors and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, medication is the same, whether it's a local government or it's private, it's the same. It's just for this one is for government, this one is for private, what. And I was looking at, like, you know what, if I have to talk about the diabetes and then encourage people to take a medication, those who cannot afford to the private hospital, what should they do? They must just go straight to the local clinic. And local clinic is the best. They give, I went to the different clinics so that I can see the treatment, if they treat everyone at the same what. And then the treatment was amazing. That's why today I'm celebrating 10 years because I've been going in that road up till today, yeah, local clinic and hospital, and I'm okay today. I'm happy. I'm a happy woman, and I know I have a belief that I can still live for the next 50 years, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like now when we talk about diabetes, like in spirit, like because I know it very well, you know. Yeah.
And considering that people with diabetes are immunocompromised and challenged through this pandemic, how have you been feeling with the corona around?
To be honest with you, it was a sad moment of my life. So, I mean, a great experience of my life, because we were so sensitive. And in my area, if you can ask, even in my yard, in my house, you can ask for Mama Candy, I said I'm that person always on the research and stuff. Mm-hmm. Already I knew Hori, and the president also talked about it. Everybody talked about it, like Hori, people who are living with diabetes or any other they're very much sensitive, especially on a high blood and sugar diabetes. We're sensitive, anything can come catch, you know. I couldn't go outside except when I'm going to work, like maybe I had a shooting. I couldn't go to shopping. I was so scared. And I had to be careful with everything, water that I drink, everything, because I don't want to leave my children like so early because of pandemic. I had to come up with strategy. And I've got a support where the lady called Mantua Chimamadi, she's manager, a producer, yes, Standard Bank Joy of Jazz. She knows that I've been living with diabetes. She brings those juicy for me so that I can be okay. And then there's this lady called Onika Mloi, the former MEC of Sports, Arts and Culture. She make this special diet for me. And then they deliver, you know, like the Uber thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that moment, I was like, I have to make sure that I stay home, playing social distance, make sure that whether I'm going to my kitchen, I put on the mask. Whether I come back to my room, even on the phone now, if it was that moment, you have level 5, 4, 3, you would don't drag a mask, but talking to you, knowing very well that, I mean, you can still get a telephonica, you know, got to move. But I was always protecting myself and making sure that I talk to people to protect themselves. Though our food is very, very expensive, and without maybe income, entertainment, like, it was difficult. But Mama, like, there's a lot of people who were supportive, like, very supportive, you know. I remember, like, I needed, like, this time, because on my scheme, at my scheme, Sam, I work per call. I'm not permanent. Mm-hmm. It's a work per call. They call you in that special moment, like, Lishon is going to graduate, so, I must be there for my son. 1, 2, 3, I must be there, mm-hmm. you know. So the income that I normally used to was the performance music, because I know every weekend we have a lot of shows. And then that shows were gone. Everything was gone. So now the food, you check the food, it's very expensive. People who are living with diabetes, I'm telling you, our diet is quite expensive, mm-hmm. though it's brown. And government, I don't think they're doing anything for us.
Yeah, they're
not. They were supposed to make the working, maybe the in this, I agree, the grant for people who are living with diabetes, because it's a silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat right, you can sleep, wake up in the morning, you are gone because you never eat all right. You cannot afford mavele papa, you know, those other stuff that we need to take care of us. I know it might be sound like cheaper, but it's quite expensive. You know, though you go to local clinic, they provide you with the medication, but they cannot provide you with the food that you are eating at home, you know.
Yeah.
You have to go brown. You check the bread. Everything is expensive. So I think government, man, they must just make a plan for us so that we can get the grant, yeah, you know, for people who are living with diabetes. It was tough, but we need to be strong, working online. Everything, we learned a lot as well. I also learned a lot during COVID-19 because everything needs to be online. Whether you know how to press your phone, you are supposed to learn by force.
on the topic of financial challenges, earlier on this year you shared with the public that you were going through some struggles during the lockdown. How has the situation changed for you?
I did, but remember, it was a challenge for everyone, mm-hmm. not only for Candy. All like musicians in South Africa or in the world, I don't know outside the country, but let me just speak on behalf of like South African artists. It was not me alone. And everyone already plans. I mean, I'm 50 years old. There's no way that I cannot plan for 2021. We had those plans, but those plans went wrong due to COVID-19. And then from there, obviously, the money that you have, the money that you save, you know, you've got a family, you have people to take care of, you have to help other people out there as well, you know. So, and I have to face that challenge and then say to Hore, you know what, we are struggling as an artist. I mean, artist, besides everyone in the world was suffering. I mean, there's no one perfect, you know.
That's true.
All of us were going through difficult time. It's just or maybe they didn't put it in the right way. You guys, you know, whatever that I said, yeah, I know I'll find one. A wrong excited one. That I know for sure, you know. You know. You see, so, yeah, so they just put it in that way. But what can I say? And, of course, I mean, it's 7 months. It's been 7 months. We haven't even received even one rant. Working COVID-19, what? So what do you expect? No show? No, we are not allowed, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know, the stories. It's like everyday story. No fans from the COVID-19 release from our department, from national to local. We are just coming see the just begging. So there's no way that someone had to know you're not with him because you know we told if we totally cousin, yeah, but totally gonna laugh, but you know, we are still waiting and we are still going hard time, but we just need to be strong for our family. And thanks God the family understand how we work. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you did open up about this and own your own story on Twitter about the struggles you were facing. And yeah. MP Bassett...
They even said, remember the story, they even said, I passed on.
Yes, yes, there was.
Yeah, so you see, like, people, they say whatever they feel like, you know?
Well, you did own your story, and you received a e-wallet from Batabile Dlamini after you'd opened up.
Not e-wallet.
What was it?
The food parcel.
Oh, you received a food parcel from Batabile Dlamini.
Yeah, because she heard my cry.
Could you tell me more about that experience? Like, what did you receive and what exactly went down?
She heard my cry because I was that person. Maybe you're worried. This is the situation. And others, I didn't, actually, it's not like I was, like, I don't know how can I put it. It's not like I was broke, I didn't have something in the house. I said, I need a help because I'm living with diabetes. If I stress myself too much or tomorrow, it's going to be like this. It'll end up like issue, and people, they won't understand why I passed on. Because we are very sensitive as a person living with diabetes. And then anything, if you get excited too much, the sugar level will drop. If you get angry, drop. Depression, you drop. So I didn't want that. So people, they just heard that story and then they start like offering. Like there's a lady called Nancy from UNISA Radio. She saw the story and then the next thing she was at my gate delivering the food parcel. And then and I remember she was outside the gate, and then I was inside because at that time, Richavanele Corona too much. And then I appreciated her. And then Batabile Dlamini, it's a voucher you go to check us. And I think they were not helping Candy alone. They were helping other people out there. But because I'm a public eye person, and then they just talked for Krisivile 123, and which is true, and I appreciate it. And it is the difference in my life, that food, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on a less serious note, and to kind of conclude, I just wanted to ask, is there any news from your love life?
Kajola, Vele, what do you think? Kajola. But, to be honest with you, ne? I'm a very, 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 very private person. For you to find out, it might take you 10 years before you find out, you know. Mara, I'm a woman who needs some love, who deserves to be loved, you know. After I break up with my Benton, because they called him like that, I had to be home and think about my future and think about my life and, all right, so know exactly what I want in a relationship and stuff. It's been almost like 2 years now. I'm approaching 2 years now without seeing anyone. I'm a happily single by choice. That's why the focus from last year, it was my company to build up Musekedi Entertainment. And then when I was still, the plan this year was like plenty. I'm trying to take you over the reason why I was not dating. Now I need true love, Ben. I don't know, I want those things. So I did a look like a good friend of first, maybe never talk of another. So I need a true love. I need to make sure that I relax my mind, he relaxed until I found the right person. So from last year, I was focusing on the company, and the company released the first project, Yakenji, and focusing on the music. The plan was to do the music awards, the Kilobedu Music Awards. Plans is to carry on with the Limpopo Music Women, Limpopo Women in Music Conference, and the Kenji Zamandebe, the homecoming event, and Joroyaka talent, music talent search, you know, competition or search. And I had a good things on pipeline. And then my own show, the Ed Lyric Theater, in Pretoria. Those things were on the line. So that my focus was on that. That's why I even forgot about dating, because when you date, you have to think about someone that is with another girl somewhere. You have to think about someone that is too poor. You have to think about someone that is a cheater. So those things, I just said, no, let me just let these things go until I'm ready, until everything is right in my life, and then I'll start dating again.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much for this interview. You really opened up and said quite a substantial amount of stuff I wanted to hear. Thank you so much.
For listening to me and saying, hey, Kendi, this is what we want to do with you. And then thank you so much for thinking of me.
That's no
and
problem.
Then the last thing that I will ask is for people to support Kendi's brand, or because without them, I'm nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the album is out, still here, album under my own recording label, Musekedi Entertainment. Of course, I'll be on the road because now we are still on level one, launching the album, because I need people to know the album. And then their support as well, it will mean the world. It's all over on social, working code, all digital platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for having me.